4 practices for a joyful and peaceful holiday season, regardless of external circumstances. Number 1, it's a play. What costume are you wearing today? Especially for those of us who are spending time with extended family this holiday season, this is a wonderful perspective shift for welcoming peaceful presence and releasing attachment. As you enter into each room or situation with family and friends, invite the attitude of watching the comings and goings of your own life and your family's lives as a play or a movie. What role are you playing in the production? If you've been practicing awareness work for a while, you may be able to choose if you want to play a role, and if so, how attached you are to your costume. If you're just getting started on your journey, it's simply enough to notice and name the role. Take a deep breath. Is your role in your family comedic relief, truth teller, black sheep, something else? Finally, if you were watching a movie, how invested would you be in the characters when the screen turned off? Choosing a perspective of non-attachment, we begin to land into the backdrop of presence that permeates every moment. This allows us to take things less seriously and maybe even play in the play of consciousness. Number 2, keep up your meditation practice. Keep up your presence practice. It's tempting to let go of all routine on vacations or breaks from our regular life. Indeed, it's important to do this for periods of time. However, the one part that I recommend we all continue and possibly even increase during holidays and vacations is meditation. Keep your meditation practice to keep your peace this holiday season. Number 3, enjoy what is by accepting what is. Everything in the world of form, the physical world, including our bodies, is temporary. So land there, land here. Land in your body, land in your PJs, land in the love of what is. All will shift and change. That is the only thing that can be promised. If you have time to spend with people you don't see regularly, enjoy them, however they may be. If you have time with people you see all the time, and in these weeks you'll get more of them, enjoy them, however they may be. If you have to work and you're missing your family, call them. If you're grieving and missing family members who used to be here, acknowledge them. Bring them into the present moment with your words and prayers. Perhaps put a picture up. Feel your feelings if grief is a part of your holidays. When we can feel the wave of the feelings that come, they last moments instead of days and hours. Look around the room at who is here in the physical realm and enjoy what is. It will never happen again, not exactly like it is now. Number 4, get outdoors and stay connected to nature and your own physical body. I know at my family holiday gatherings, there's a lot of time inside. This can feel full and lovely, and as a person who enjoys having great swaths of time alone, it can begin to feel stifling after a day or two. A quick 20-minute walk or 10 minutes outside with my eyes to the sky and my feet on the earth almost always does the trick to bring attention back to the practices that I've already listed before this one. The practices that invite joy that is only possible when we live in and as presence. So that's the end of my four tips for the holiday season of joyful peace and presence. There's always more writing and offerings on my website, pagedoty.com. And I have one more section that's in my written newsletter that I'm going to share here as audio. It's a new section I'm working on called Page Updates and What Am I Reading? Well, I'm continuing to work on my book, Unwinding Myself Whole, and I found a fabulous writing and editing coach who is helping me to move the process along. This book has been in the works for a long time, like 10, 15 years, and it is a memoir of my healing journey from age 14 to 30. I look forward to sharing more about this and more of this writing as it's ready in 2025. Jeff is my husband and performing partner, are working on creating our first children's television series with a wonderful producer. We will be filming in the spring of 2025 with plans to air the show on Colorado PBS, and the working title of that show is Rainbow Socks. I'm loving every second I get to spend in this my private practice with clients. I learn and grow every day about deepening into presence through my joyful connections with so many incredible human beings. Parenting my own two children, 5 and 10, and co-parenting with my husband continues to teach me about human development, childhood, nervous system patterning, and joyful play. I am humbled, awed, and schooled by these two every single week. So, what am I reading? I read a lot of books, and I thought it'd be fun to share a little bit of what I'm reading. So that's what this is. I have 3 books I'm reading right now-ish. There's actually a few more, 3 that I'll share about. For fun, I'm reading Wind and Truth, which is the latest in a fantasy series by Brandon Sanderson. For reminding me of reality and staying present, I'm reading A Gradual Awakening by Stephen Levine. I always have a book or 3 on my side table to read before dropping into meditation practice. And for expanding and shifting perspectives, I'm reading a new book called Fat Talk, Parenting in the Age of Diet Culture by Virginia Soul Smith. In the new year, I'll continue to have space for private clients and my 2 groups. My Conscious Leaders group will start again in January or early February with a new iteration. So stay tuned for more information about that. It meets on Fridays for about 2 hours. And my Thursday meditation group is a committed group of women who are dedicated to the practice of presence in their daily lives and to waking up to reality. Each group is a treasure and a reminder of that which is most important in our lives. The groups are framed by a meditation, a spiritual lesson, and an invitation to share from the heart and receive feedback. It's not about fixing, but rather about waking up and seeing what needs attention. With boundless love and gratitude to all of you, and especially to my current and past clients, thank you. The choice that you are making to show up consciously in this life has a ripple effect beyond that which any of us can imagine. I'm so impressed and inspired. With love and warm wishes this holiday season, Paige.